Hi, everybody. It's Ryan from Concept Crucible, and we're still here at Maker Expo 2016, and I have a lovely guest with me. Can you tell me your name?
Lynn Kay.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
So, have you been here all day?
No, just the afternoon.
Just the afternoon. So, what do you think of Maker Expo?
Oh, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah?
It's very exciting to see so much creativity all in one place.
I'm so glad the rain held off. There's a lot of people here today.
Oh, it's really crowded. And the kids are having a ball.
Oh, very much so. We've interviewed about two-thirds of the people we've interviewed today are children, and they are beyond excited. All of them love robots, I've learned.
Yes.
Every single one of them just absolutely love robots.
Well, and anything that's colorful. I mean, I've seen them just be so attracted to the bright color displays and the innovative toys. Like over there, they have kind of, I don't know what it is, but it sticks to the wall and they can move it around. And they're fascinated. They're just,
very.
Just so thrilled. So I think that's a really big part of the fun for me is to look around and see the kids just so excited and really enjoying themselves and learning new things and being unafraid to participate. You know, I don't see anybody hanging back. They're all kind of jumping right in and, you know, getting their hands wet or pasting or gluing or whatever the exhibit.
It's funny you say that. That's a theme that has come up today, the idea of not being afraid of jumping into it and just taking a chance and doing it. So it's wonderful to see that all over here.
It is. And I think it's harder for adults.
We're a little more self-conscious.
Yes. we don't want to look too foolish, right? And I think it holds us back sometimes. Mm. But so many of the exhibitors have impressed me with the way they've pursued an interest, whether it's bookmaking or, a zine making or robots. Mm-hmm. And, it runs the gamut of very artistic to very technological. And and there seems to be even a merging of the two in some instances. So I don't think anybody could come here and not find something that interested them, that they would want to, you know, pay attention to and learn more about, which is fabulous, really.
So you said this is your second year here. So of the 2 years, what's some of the most amazing things you've seen here, exhibit-wise?
Well, last year there was someone who had a computer program, and on the keyboard, you responded to different images, and it was it reflected your mood and whether you were pessimistic or optimistic.
Wow.
And I thought that was, very sci-fi. I asked the exhibitor, what are you doing with this data after you studied us, because it was really fun. And then this year, I've seen outside, a lot of the kids' exhibits are very creative, and the kids were playing with robots, and they were so, everybody standing in line waiting to do it. I thought that was impressive. And I really liked the zine exhibit that on this floor. I thought there was a lot of creativity there. I have done some publishing in my own past when I was younger, and so the new opportunities with the technology that exists now. We used to use there used to be a press here called Dumont Graphics. It was that published books, and I belonged to a collective of women, and we started a women's press, and we came and used the Dumont Graphics equipment, and it was a typographical machine where if you printed what you wanted to read, and then if there was a mistake in a line, like a spelling mistake, you had to print the whole line, and you had to go in and you had to paste it over, it was very time-consuming work. And when I think about today, where you can just go in and on the screen retype the whole page and, you know, reprint in a second, it's like that took us hours to do, right? So it's really fun to see the how enabling it is to be working with technology where your imagination knows no bounds. You can, you don't have to be worried about whether you have to go in and retype that whole sentence, whether you should make that correction or not. You have the freedom to go in and make the correction. And
if you can think it, you can do it.
Yeah, which is what I think the exhibit is all about, right?
Yeah.
And that's why it's so much fun to be here. I've really, really enjoyed it.
So you said you fancy yourself a bit of a maker, a bit of an artist. What do you do?
Well, I don't know if I call myself an artist, but I like to take photographs, and I'm very interested in shapes. Mm-hmm. I love the shapes of clouds and any shape that kind of that interests me, that stimulates my imagination to think that it might represent something else mm-hmm. other than what it is. So I enjoy just taking those pictures, and I've done it. My father gave me a little Brownie camera when I was young, and for years it's just been something that's very much a part of the way I see the world and want to record it. I think that once again, I'm not sure that the move to digitize is fully beneficial, because when I was younger and we used film, we had to be very cautious about the pictures we took. We had 20 or 36 in a roll, and you had to pay for every picture, right?
Yeah.
And now, I have thousands of pictures. I just snap away.
Yeah, and throw away what you don't need.
You can throw away. Everything is so dispensable, right?
Yeah.
And but you don't always get around to throwing away what you should throw away, because maybe you don't have the time today and you think, I'll get back to it tomorrow, and you accumulate. And so I think that's, it has its pros and cons.
That's very true. So any final thoughts on today?
Well, I congratulate the organizers. I think they've done a wonderful job, and I hope that they get, the support of the community and increased and ongoing participation, because I think it's a great idea.
Well, thank you very much for stopping by. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Well, and a pleasure meeting you. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.